Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The arrest warrant for Pennsylvania State Rep. Kevin Boyle has been withdrawn. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, officials are pointing to additional information pertaining to the investigation that came to light recently.
The original arrest warrant came about after police said Kevin Boyle allegedly violated a Protection from Abuse Order, or PFA. District Attorney Larry Krasner announced they learned the PFA was not in effect on the dates Boyle was accused of violating the order.
A detective acted on all the information he had. None of it was false. None of it was fake. None of it was forged, but there was a piece that was missing.
He said the missing piece was discovered, which led to the arrest warrant being withdrawn, but Krasner did not elaborate.
When there's new information, you have to follow the new information. And you have to apply the law to the information. And that's what we are doing.
Boyle's brother, U.S. Congressman Brendan Boyle, said in a statement last week that in 2021, Kevin had exhibited symptoms of a very serious mental health condition and recovered. The statement went on to say that several months ago, the symptoms returned and his family is focusing on getting him treatment. Also in 2021, Kevin Boyle was arrested and charged with harassment in violation of a previous PFA filed by his wife, which was later dropped. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police have released video of three suspects they say are wanted in connection with the killing of a man last month in the city's Frankfurt neighborhood. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the details.
The shooting happened March 25th around 5 in the evening at the Erot SEPTA Transportation Center along Frankfurt Avenue. 33-year-old Stephen Young was shot in the chest and killed, and another man who was shot in the back and leg survived. The surveillance video montage shows three suspects, two thin black males, both about 6 feet tall, one with unique colorful pants, and a heavyset black woman with long braids and a tan jacket. At times, they're walking in what looks like an alleyway in front of a store and sometimes in the hallway of an apartment building walk-up. One of the suspects appears to have a large black gun while sitting on the stairs of the walk-up and at one point aims it in front of him, seemingly as practice. Officials are asking for help in identifying the three and urge anyone who may know something to call in with a tip, even if it remains anonymous. There's a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. The video and pictures can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
Is it unconstitutional to criminalize homeless people who sleep outdoors like in encampments when there is no room at shelters? That's what the Supreme Court is weighing after a lower court appealed a small Oregon city's regulations for the unhoused. KYW's John McDevitt reports the court's ruling could have a significant impact on cities across the country, including right here in Philadelphia.
This is a difficult policy question, Justice Sotomayor. It is.
Where do we put them if every city, every village, every town lacks compassion and passes a law identical to this.
In Grants Pass, Oregon, those caught sleeping or camping in streets or parks are fined $295, and repeat offenders can go to jail for up to 30 days. The justices will consider a challenge to rulings from a California-based appeals court that found punishing people for sleeping outside when there is no open shelter space amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, violating the Eighth Amendment. The justices are weighing the case and are expected to have a decision by the end of June. Sterling Johnson is with Temple Law School's Center for Public Health Research. He says this is an extremely important case that is drawing attention to a complex social issue.
It's going to affect a lot of cities, not just enforcement, but also their city budgets around what they must put in housing and shelter and, you know, and supportive services, honestly. As well, like, how do you support those people in that shelter?
He says oftentimes current housing or treatment options don't meet the needs of individuals and can make certain situations even worse. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.